Welcome back to In the Moment. You've heard the phrase workforce shortage often as South Dakota sees low unemployment and a mismatch of skills with job openings. Local hospitals and clinics are not immune. One area health organization is paying to train students for positions they can't fill. In turn, students learn on the job during internships and commit to staying in town for a few years. SDPB's Keely Boltina brings you this story from Huron.
Laboratory director Owen Bain opens what looks like a small refrigerator. It's really an incubator, and Bain pulls a bright red petri dish from the warm climate specifically tailored to growing germs. Silvery gray blobs form a squiggly line.
This would be an example of a sample from a urine sample, and so all of these colonies growing on the plate represent the fact that this patient had a urinary tract infection and will need some antibiotics to get rid of that.
Bain says culturing infections is a critical lab function at Huron Regional Medical Center. Trained professionals must prepare samples and perform tests. Medical Center President and CEO David Dick says staffing these positions is not quick work.
You just have to put in the effort now. You know, the contributions made to that periodically, systematic over time. You can't all of a sudden create a program like this.
Dick refers to a program that uses money from the HRMC Foundation's Fund for the Future. The foundation covers between $5,000 and $32,000 for tech school or college training when students commit to working in an area of need for several years.
It's a way to give to the community as a whole, because by having that person come back, they're also now an employee in a purchaser of services here.
Dick says these students often have ties to Huron and want to stay, but they are not aware of the kinds of work they can perform. He likens the role of the health system to a familiar concept, parenting school-aged kids.
I delegated responsibility to the school, but I became accountable for their education in the sense that if they didn't get one, they'd probably live with mom and dad. If we're short of a worker, you know, have we put enough work into the high schools to let people know what kind of jobs are available, all the different varieties of healthcare jobs.
One dozen of those positions at Huron Regional Medical Center are in the lab. Mitchell Tech student Greta Heinricher has her eye on one of them.
I had thought I wanted to be in nursing for the longest time. So when I got to lab, that's when it kind of clicked.
Heinricher is now interning at the medical lab, sliding samples under the microscope and identifying health concerns.
You're looking at the white blood cells, and you have to count all the different white blood cells. There's neutrophils, there's basophils, there's eosinophils. What you're also looking at is the red blood cells, the morphology, which is the shape. And you're also looking at platelets and the size. So you're not just glancing at it. You have to actually take a little bit of time and look through everything efficiently.
Lab director Owen Bain says a fully trained specialist checks Heinricher's work.
When they're doing their internship here, they're paired with an experienced laboratory professional that so they can see and compare their results, how they do things, and just following standard procedures every time they do a test.
Bain says everyone, doing everything the same way, ensures that lab tests have integrity. The results are the basis for many medical decisions. He shows me a sample of sputum. Mucus someone coughed up is examined under magnification.
Look in the microscope, and right in the center of the field, there's bacteria, and they're kind of round, and there's like four of them together called a tetrad. But
yeah. They're right there.
And they're blue, which is called gram-positive. And they're, so those are bacteria. And then kind of up, moving towards 1 o'clock, is an epithelial cell. It's kind of a big.
It's giant.
Giant with a nucleus in it. And so, like I said, this was a sputum. So this person obviously probably has a pneumonia.
Bain says identifying that allows lab professionals to culture and confirm health problems, and it gives doctors evidence to treat people and save lives. The medical lab in Huron includes 12 people. Bain says one of those positions has been open for a year. He says he thinks people miss out on the opportunity to contribute in a lab because the work is not high profile.
we're kind of behind the scenes, and the only time you see a laboratory person is maybe they're going to draw your blood. We take the samples, you know, back to the laboratory and give the physician a result. So you never see us, or you see very little of us.
Bain says the Fund for the Future is helping people discover the value of lab work while maintaining ties in the community. He says the new hires help meet the demands of 24/7 healthcare. For South Dakota Public Broadcasting, I'm Keely Boltina in Huron.
The HRMC Foundation's Fund for the Future targets areas of need in the health system. When those spots are secured, new scholarships sponsor other positions leaders have difficulty filling. Other high-need degrees include respiratory therapy, licensed practical nurses, and more. We've set up a link to more information at our website. Visit listen.sdpb.org.